A newly elected councillor for Strait Shores made a splash at Monday night's council meeting, with 12 motions put forward for consideration, many of which concern the policies and procedures of how the municipality and its municipal council runs. Councillor Andy McGregor was sworn in last month, but during his election campaign said he had been attending Strait Shores council meetings for 2.5 years. His motions on Monday included several asking for financial statements, budgets, meeting agendas, and minutes to be posted on the municipality's website. Most of those passed with some amendments, removing specific timelines for municipal staff to meet. Council did agree to keep a timeline attached to one motion, asking for a feasibility study on recording and posting videos of council meetings. The study will take place within 3 months of the municipality moving into its new office, currently being renovated just down the street. Strait Shores Council also passed 2 amended motions that call for the municipality to create bylaws on purchasing and selling municipal assets and on the powers and duties of the Chief Administrative Officer. 2 motions regarding documents required to be available for public viewing at the clerk's office, as well as the rules surrounding closed meetings of council, did not have seconders and so died at the meeting. Strait Shores Mayor Jason Stokes told McGregor that because the motions duplicate what's already outlined in the Local Governance Act, the motions were unnecessary, and that Clerk Angela Grant was already following the rules laid out in the Act.
Nothing wrong per se with this, except for the fact that it's already a thing. Anything that refers to Local Governance Act is already the procedures that Angela follows in the office. Stating it here is just unnecessary. We can put a link to the web on the website, which I've already asked Angela to do, for the Local Governance Act, and then everybody is aware of the procedures for the Act, and policies don't need to be made to follow the procedure that we're supposed to already follow.
At the end of Monday's meeting, McGregor read a statement which included a reading of the section of the New Brunswick Local Government Act on the powers and duties of mayor, council, clerk, and CAO.
I sit here before you tonight and I'm telling you that the power and the authority of the Strait Shores government rests with council. But there are some who are very firm in their opinion that the power and the authority in the Strait Shores government rests in the hands of the unelected. Nothing could be further from the truth. The voters in Strait Shores voted for and elected 4 councillors to represent them, speak for them, and make decisions in the best interest of them, for them. Make no mistake, the 4 elected Strait Shores councillors have all the power and all the authority vested in the governance of Strait Shores. We just have to exercise it.
McGregor's statement was accepted into the minutes of the meeting, but also got the first nay vote of the night from Councillor Tanya Haynes. This is Erica Butler reporting for CHMA Sackville and the Local Journalism Initiative.